Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Hey, blue Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I'll pause something.
You stood up.
I stood up.
That's pretty intense for the week we've had.
That's about all I got. I can stand up, but my feet are not leaving the ground.
No gas in the tank.
No, I will pretend jump.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Vincent from Lacey. Vincent, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning,
Vincent. Steve, he's ready to rock, so you gotta...
I just sat down.
Get out of here.
I gotta stand up again?
Jump on the way out.
Fine.
Just one little hippity hop.
I'll skip out.
For those playing at home, Vincent has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What fast food establishment makes the Whopper?
Burger King.
Correct. Which U.S. state has the most letters in its name?
Wisconsin.
No.
Mississippi.
No.
Oh, damn. Connecticut.
No. What Jane's Addiction song begins with dogs barking?
Pat.
Where on the body will you find your glabella?
Arm, leg,
no,
torso.
No. What kind of birds would you find in a gaggle?
Crows.
No.
Pigeons.
No.
Swallows.
No. What Meg Ryan Tom Hanks rom-com involves falling in love through email?
Oh, I know this one, Pat.
What decade was the first flight of a space shuttle commanded by a woman?
70s, 80s, 90s.
90s, yes. Mount Elbrus is the tallest mountain on what continent?
Europe.
Yes. Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
The guy who painted the Sistine Chapel.
Vincent, we got you down for 3 this morning.
Oof.
You know what? Steve already said he's tired. He did not jump with us. I'm not expecting much.
No, me either.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What fast food establishment makes the Whopper?
That'd be Burger King.
It is. Which U.S. state has the most letters in its name?
Have it your way.
Yeah.
You rule. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Which U.S. state has the most letters in its name?
Mississippi.
No.
Massachusetts?
Yes. What Jane's Addiction song begins with dogs barking?
Being caught stealing.
Yes, sir. Where on the body will you find the glabella?
That would be on your butt.
No.
The stomach?
No.
Head?
Yes. What kind of birds would you find in a gaggle?
A gaggle of swans?
No.
A gaggle of, oh my gosh, I know this too. Ducks?
No.
A gaggle of geese.
Yes. What Meg Ryan Tom Hanks rom-com involves falling in love through email?
You've Got Mail.
That's the one. What decade was the first flight of a space shuttle commanded by a woman?
70s.
No.
80s.
No.
90s.
Yes. Mount Elbrus is the tallest mountain on what continent?
Africa.
No.
Europe.
Yes. Who painted the Sistine Chapel ceiling?
Bob Ross.
No.
Van Gogh?
No. Steve.
Da Vinci.
No. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Donatello.
6, 7, 8 correct, which is a win. 8-3
Raphael.
Sorry, Vincent.
All good. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Dude, it's actually Splinter.
I'm the best. I thought it was April.
The best.
Oh, boy. The Sistine Chapel ceiling was painted by Michelangelo.
Yes.
And then in The Simpsons, this is one you didn't get to, what was Maggie's first word?
Saxophone. Duff beer.
No, it's part of my fun little saying there.
Daddy?
Daddy. Okay.
She didn't say it that way. You just
No,
said
she
it,
did not.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Miggs, I've just about had it with these damn dogs.
Oh, yes. What happened?
They're messing up my landscaping.
On National Dog Day, you're going to say this?
Oh, on National Dog Day. I am irate. I have steam coming out of my ears. We started this landscaping project back around like Mother's Day.
Okay.
Bought a bunch of new plants. That's not inexpensive. We got mulch. We put down weed screen, the whole thing. And we've been meticulously caring for this garden, these plants. We've been watering every day in the summer, keeping them weeded. Yesterday, I was busting my butt, trying to get things all nice. And then all of a sudden, I look around the corner and one little section of our garden around that, the dogs dug up all the mulch, dug up all the weed screen, and I think they were just trying to find a cool spot in the dirt, you know, down below, because it's, you know, underground. I was so mad.
I can only imagine.
I mean, this has been, like, such a part of my daily routine, caring for these plants, and these dogs don't even care.
So it's funny because, like, we definitely do not have a green thumb. I think we both have a brown one. That doesn't sound right. We just don't have a green thumb in our household. But every once in a while, we do try and, like, plant some stuff, some vegetables, some things around the house. And every time, sure as that, if it's in the backyard area, Lucy or DJ are eating it up. And you're just like, why are we wasting our money?
Well, these damn dogs lead us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to start with Abigail in Silverdale. First off, Abigail, what kind of pets do you have?
Hi, everyone. I have dogs and cats, but I wanted to shout out my coworkers at the Kitsap Humane Society today on National Dog Day.
Hell yeah, Abigail.
So, Abigail, our simple question, our damn pet did blank. We want you to finish that sentence. What infuriating thing did your pet do once?
So, last night, my two lovely dogs went outside and proceeded to, you know, have their business. One of them interrupted the other and ate the business. So, I let her back in the house and, you know, was very upset. Go in the house. You've lost outside time. And then she proceeded to eat all of the entire block of shredded cheese off of
her. Well, yeah, I mean, in order for it to taste good, you need some cheese on top of that, right? Dude. Oh,
absolutely. What a flavor palette that dog has.
Abigail, we are dealing with that with our 6-7-month-old pup, Lucy. She's into eating the business. And I had to order these pellets, like these treats that make their business taste bad, because their business doesn't taste bad as it is, apparently.
I didn't even know that was an invention.
Yes, and this isn't the first Lucy that I've had to do this. My old Lucy did this as well, where I'd be like, I go outside to pick up the poops, and I'm like, well, either she's got a pooper scooper or she's doing something to this that I don't want her to do to it, because they're nowhere in the backyard. I don't understand what the hell's wrong with dogs.
Our simple question, we're going to ask it to Stacy and Olympia, but first, Stacy, what kind of pets do you have at home?
I have a lot of pets. I have 3 dogs, 2 cats, 7 chickens, and a tortoise.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
I know. A little bit much.
I love it, Stacey. You know I do. So we want you to finish this sentence. Our damn pet did blank. What infuriating thing did your pet once do?
My damn pet, my Boston Terrier puppy, thinks that the chickens are his friends. And we came out the other day to the backyard. There's feathers everywhere. I'm looking for a dead bird somewhere, not understanding. Then I look on the security camera, and for at least 5 minutes, my puppy has a chicken in its mouth rolling around the yard. The chicken is squawking. The puppy's just playing with it. That thing was so traumatized and it just wanted to play with it.
I get it. I used to get in trouble for choking my chicken as well. Ha-cha-cha. Sorry.
Our simple question for J Money in Tacoma, but first, what kind of pets do you got there, J Money?
J Money.
Okay, never mind. It's Justin from Federal Way. Justin, what kind of animal you got?
I've got a Malamute, so I could fill this whole show with things they do that piss me off.
Okay,
Give us your favorite.
Finish that sentence. Our damn pet did blank.
My damn pet, when we were living in Alaska, it wasn't when she got quilled by the porcupine. It was when she, the second time, she was chasing a porcupine down a cliff, and I ran down and fell and lost my speaker and sprained my ankle trying to get her. That probably was the most, about 100 yards down a cliff.
Oh no.
There are so many times where I'm like, why do we even do this to ourselves? Like, why do we even have pets? Thankfully they bring so much joy that it's willing to like defeat all the misery that they put you through at times.
Randy from Covington, what kind of animal do you have?
A 7-year-old toy Aussie Shepherd.
Oh, a lot of energy in that one, I bet. So finish the sentence.
Yeah. A lot of hair.
Our
too.
Damn pet did blank. Tell us about that infuriating thing your pet once did.
Oh, not so much infuriating for me. I think it's kind of funny, but my wife gets infuriated. His little bed he sleeps in, which is 4 times the size of him. He'll fold it in half like a taco and go to town and then lay on the floor and have eye contact with my wife while he's licking himself.
Randy, I'm with you. I'd be laughing the entire time as well.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say good morning to Richard from Granite Falls, who is our contestant today. What's up, Richard?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
There goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? It's been landing on Taryn Daly pretty much feels like every day for like the last month. And that trend continues. It landed on T-Dog.
All right, let's go.
All right, Richard, here is your clip.
AC/DC shook me all night long.
When I was a cheerleader in high school, we had a dance to this song.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, like, they're known for, like, their Thunderstruck routine.
Oh, ours was way cooler. I'm sure it was not.
I was listening to the lyrics to this song as I was doing it earlier, and I was like, wow, this is a dirty song.
Perfect for high school cheerleaders.
I know, right?
All right. Richard got one down. Danny, let's hear the clip. That would be Give Me All Your Lovin' from ZZ Top. Yes. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you.
Did you dance to that one in high school as well?
Not that I recall. It was Tube Snake Boogie, actually.
All right.
The Daily Migs Show.
National Panini Day was celebrated earlier this week, Steve Miggs.
Yes, it was. Big day.
Massive, massive national holiday, but it got us talking about panini makers.
Did you ever buy one of those stupid things?
The panini maker?
Yes.
I was about to ask you guys, does anyone own one of those?
I've
always wanted a
panini. You can have mine.
Oh, can I?
It's just collecting dust. It's been used like twice ever. I've had it for like a decade.
It is one of those appliances
that you get and you're like, I'm going to use it all the time. I'm going to make a bunch of paninis. And then you never do.
No.
I feel like we could do like a whole segment about the thing, the home appliances we buy that we have never used.
I like that.
Because I know for us, we still haven't used the Ninja Creamy ice cream thing that we got at Costco. We haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
Oh, man. Well, it's, you know, the heat wave is here, so maybe this is a good time to give it a try.
Oh, to make a panini or to make ice cream? Make which ice one? Cream. Danny, do you have an appliance that you have yet to use?
Oh, yeah, our waffle maker, which I don't even know why I got a waffle maker, but I have one for some reason, and I don't eat waffles. So it's just like, I don't know what it's doing there.
Did you buy it or did Linda buy it?
I don't know. I don't know how it got in our house. You know what? It might have been left by the people before.
Was it a housewarming gift?
Yeah, it might have been.
Do you know what I used my waffle maker for, Danny? Just going to inspire you here. Hash browns. Put your frozen hash browns on there. Hit it with all your seasonings. Crush that thing down. So good.
I honestly thought you were going to say you used your waffle maker to make paninis. And I'd be like, you realize you have a panini maker.
What an animal. We ended up getting a voice message about this because yes. It is such a popular topic.
I was listening to you guys talk about the things that you purchased that you have never used, like that panini maker. I can give you a whole laundry list of ones that my wife and I haven't used. For instance, my wife bought a yoga mat 2 years ago. I haven't seen her do a single downward dog on it.
Are you going to just dine your wife out like that?
To count our dog sleeping on it.
I don't think that counts as a downward dog if your dog's sleeping on it. But that, you know what? That's a good effort.
On it. I bought a fishing pole. Never been fishing. Not even once. Not sure why I bought it. Impulse purchase. My wife bought an air fryer. People swear by them. I swear we'll use it one day.
They need to have a budget freeze.
I feel like
a
this
spending
guy,
freeze.
A targeted ad would probably love this guy.
He kind of loves me. I know that too.
We got a camping tent. We haven't camped yet. I purchased a guitar back in college. The only thing I could play on it is the beginning of Come As You Are. What else? My wife got one of those weighted hula hoops. Oh,
what is that?
It's a hula hoop with weight.
Thanks.
Now you know.
Now I can picture it.
Yeah, not sure why. But don't feel bad. I think a lot of us are buying stupid and we're still not using it.
Yes, all the time.
I know you guys still give me a hard time because I still haven't used the goalie gear that I bought.
Is that the most expensive thing that you've bought and never used?
Well, I have a car. No, yes, 1,000%. Yes, that is the. I will use them at least once. I promise, and I'll probably sell them. But I will use them at least once. I refuse to get rid of these things until I use them once.
Make sure you at least get photo or video evidence of it. Okay.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that you purchased that you have never, ever taken out of the box? You've never used it. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. And Steve, there is someone on hold that wants to give you maybe a little inspiration to finally take your Ninja Creamy out of the box.
Okay, good.
We're going to get those details.
Because I sure as hell need that.
We're going to get those details in just a moment. But first, Michelle, you're on 405 this morning. What is something you bought that you have never used?
So my husband and I, we went to Cabela's and we bought a Traeger, a smoker.
Yeah. Nice.
We have the biggest smoker that they make. And it is still in the box.
Oh. What?
Why? Well, because we moved into an apartment and the Traeger is bigger than our porch.
So
we don't have any room.
Was this like an impulse purchase? Did you not think like, oh, this probably won't fit on our porch?
Well, we bought it before we moved into the apartment, and my husband really wanted a Traeger, so he bought the Traeger, and we had every intention on you know, having it and opening it, but it's still in the box. We haven't opened it, and my husband really wants the Traeger, so instead of opening the big one because we don't have room, he went and bought another Traeger.
So now
that Traeger's still in the box.
Oh, my God. You guys are missing out. The Traeger's freaking awesome.
So we're going to take the little Traeger out of the box and hopefully use that one soon.
So what are you going to do with the big Traeger?
We're thinking about trying to find somebody to buy it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to like wait until you move into a bigger home. I'm like, this is just, you're just going to have a Traeger collection.
You could just do what I did when I first bought my Traeger, and we left it outside, but we just put a lock on it so none of our neighbors could use it. And then we also bolted it to the side of the building. Not bolted it, but like chained it up so that way people wouldn't steal it. But then I could go outside and grill.
That's genius. I didn't know that's what you did.
Yeah. If you need Traeger inspiration, Michelle, Danny is your guy.
Yeah, I'm not the guy to hit up for like advice because obviously we don't eat a lot of meat or no meat, but like we use our Traeger all the time. Like that's when we're barbecuing stuff, we're using the Traeger.
You smoke your plant based meats?
Yes, we smoke our tofu. We smoke our Beyond Meat. It's delicious.
You guys are living in the future.
We're crazy.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about things you bought that you never used, and Anna from Puyallup wants to give you a little bit of inspiration with the Ninja Creamy. Anna, tell us what your thoughts are.
Good morning.
What's up, Anna?
So, Steve was saying that he hasn't used his yet. Find a protein shake that you really like.
Okay.
And freeze that instead of the milk that they suggest. And then that way you have, make sure you use the soft serve setting. That way you have high protein, less fat, and no guilt.
And all the gains.
Massive gains, Anna. Let's go.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
The funny thing is, Anna, like she says that, I have so many, like on my Instagram, on my saved like tab, I have so many recipes for this Ninja Creamy saved. The problem is, it takes preparation. And every time I want to do it, I'm like, oh, I kind of am in the mood to make something. I'm like, oh, that's right, I got to freeze it overnight. And I just, that's the biggest issue, is I keep forgetting to think 2 days in advance or one day ahead of time.
So of the ones that you've saved, what's the one that you're most excited about?
Kind of what she was talking about. It's like basically turning like a protein shake into like soft serve ice cream with granola and like a strawberry flavored. So it's like a strawberry crunch.
Wow, look at you.
Oh yeah, I'll show it to you. I haven't made it yet, but I'll show it to you.
When you finally do make it, will you freeze a little bit and bring it in for Danny and I to try?
Absolutely.
All right.
The Daily Migs Show.
Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland of The Police are suing their former bandmate, Sting.
Sting.
The Police have had nothing but drama forever and ever and ever.
That is a band that, it's like they had like a short period of time of being a band. They put out some great records, great songs, but they just could not get along.
Apparently, Andy and Stuart say they never got their co-writing royalties for the song Every Breath You Take, and now they want that share of the royalties.
This song came out like in the 80s.
Yes.
1983. And they're suing them now in 2025. Did they just realize they haven't gotten a dime for this?
Maybe they're running
like
out of money.
Do you think they are?
I don't know. I mean, and then let's say hypothetically, they win this lawsuit. Does it go retroactive?
I would hope. I mean, because you missed out on a lot of cash because that song was everywhere for a while.
I mean, I feel like it's still everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, more so, I would say in the 80s, even in the 90s.
Like, oh, definitely.
I would think there's probably a pretty penny waiting to. But also, I still can't. If I'm them, I'd be more mad at my manager, my agent, anybody else in my life that's like, wait a second, I never received a dime for this song. This song is like one of our biggest hits.
Fix it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like they're not the only band that has sued each other, and I did come across a bunch of other like messy lawsuits involving bands. I want to put you guys to the test.
All right.
So I it's not really a name to the game, but basically, who was doing the suing?
Who is doing the suing?
I found some iconic cases in the world of rock music. Mm. And I think you'll be able to figure out the band. But I want to know if you can figure out like who was doing the suing.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay, so this one. You know the band, right?
It's Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Who do you think was doing the suing?
I'm going to guess David Gilmour was doing the suing.
I mean, it was a 50-50 chance. It was either David Gilmour
or
Roger Waters. But at one point, it was Roger Waters that sued David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and the other members to basically say, hey, look, dissolve the band, stop using the name. What do you think happened? Well, obviously, they continued to use the names. I guess.
It didn't work.
They settled out of court, so they were able to figure out, like, hey, we'll pay you some good money so that you can let us keep the name.
Crazy.
All right, let's see with this one.
GNR.
GNR, who was doing the suing?
I mean, mean, it's got to be Axel, I feel like. He's just the big baby of the group.
So you thought Axel was doing the suing. Yeah. What about you, Danny?
I'll go with Slash. I feel like Slash was suing Axel for something.
Very close. It was Slash and also Duff McKagan. They sued Axl Rose back in the 2000s over control of the name, the trademarks, and the song licensing rights. I guess because he was like blocking the band from using it for like soundtracks and things along those lines. They eventually settled, and Axl retained the rights to the name of the band for a while he was touring with a bunch of hired hands. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, I think this one you'll be able to figure out the band, of course.
Queensryche.
Queensryche, who was doing the suing?
I gotta say, I'm gonna say Jeff Tate.
You are absolutely right. I didn't even bother to ask Danny. I don't even think he knew that was Queensryche.
I was going to say the queens were suing each other. I don't know.
All the queens.
So he was kicked out back in 2012 out of the band, and then he ended up suing the band over the right to use the name because at one point there were two Queensryches. You were either getting the Jeff Tate Queensryche or everybody but Jeff Tate's Queensryche with Scott on vocals.
Yeah.
Well, then eventually he did win the lawsuit, or he won the lawsuit because he was able to keep the name Queensryche.
Wild.
Should we do another one?
Yes.
All right. How about this one? Who's doing the suing?
Jamaica.
Okay, so we got Beach Boys.
You got the Beach Boys. Arguably the worst song they ever put out.
What?
Oh, come on. Minus the fact that John Stamos is in this song. This song sucks.
Honestly, this is like one of the only Beach Boys songs I know other ones, but this is the one that like I relate to the Beach Boys.
I mean, so who was doing the suing?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Brian Wilson.
See, I was thinking the whole band was suing Mike Love.
Mike Love was doing the suing. He was suing Brian Wilson and Al Jardine, who's also a member of the Beach Boys, because he wanted to have ownership of the band.
Oh.
Didn't work because they were doing again one of those situations kind of like with Queensryche where like members were touring and trying to use the band name, other members were touring trying to use the band name.
Oh boy, drama.
All right, one more.
I was gonna hit. We were all wrong with that one. It was actually Uncle Jesse suing the Beach Boys.
Yes. Right, yeah. For being a part of the world's worst Beach Boys song. All right, one more. Who's doing the suing?
The Doors.
This is the Doors.
I'll say it was their keyboard player, Ray Manzarek.
Who the hell was the singer?
The Lizard King, Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison was not involved in the lawsuit because he wasn't alive. Ray Manzarek was involved in the lawsuit, but he was being sued by their drummer, John Densmore.
Oh.
He sued Robbie Krieger and Ray Manzarek because they were touring as the Doors of the 21st Century without him. And he felt like that was just wrong, and he wanted... We wanted a payout.
Steve Miggs, aren't you so glad that Peter Parker didn't like continue on and reach this level? I mean, think of all of the legal battles you could have had on your plate.
But that would have also meant that we made a lot of money at some point. So I would have been all about it. If it meant we had success, sue me.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.